Good morning. I'd like to welcome you back to a new week and another edition of our Anchored in the Word Morning Reflection. And thank you for joining us this week. And I hope that the text that we're going to deal with this week is in fact a very encouraging, helpful text of Scripture. And I hope that the principles that we'll work our way through and the practical things that we will try to look at from this text of Scripture will really help you this week. The topic that we're going to address from Psalm 40 is how suffering shapes spiritual maturity. And so I'd like to ask you to take your Bibles, let's all turn together to this text, it's Psalm 40. And I'm not going to read the whole section on any of the days this week. Lord willing, we will deal with the entire Psalm, but we will only read the first portion of it just to get a sense of it because of how long it is. Here's what it says. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I could declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I love this psalm, and so I want to give you a couple of introductory thoughts about it. The first is this. God graciously uses the lowest moments that we experience in life to shape us into the image of Christ. And he uses this process in our lives, and we see a perfect example of this in the life of David. What we're going to see in David's life is that the things that he experienced ultimately not only shaped him as a person, but they also pointed to the kinds of qualities that we will see in the Messiah and the one who's ultimately going to provide redemption. And so David's life is not just an example of how people grow, but at key moments in David's life, God used him to speak prophetically to point to his future descendant, the son of David, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And so as we dig into this text, we're going to see that God wants us to think biblically when we suffer, and he wants this text to shape how we think about him and circumstances and what goes on in our life. So in order to do that, I want to remind you of the flow of thought from Psalm 38 to Psalm 40. Psalm 38, 39, and 40 document some of the lowest moments in David's life. And if you want to understand this, you have to look at them together, because together they tell us a story. They are a record from his life. Well, Psalm 40 is the high point of this grouping of psalms. It is the most encouraging. It is the most comforting. Now, there are lessons to be learned in 38 and 39, but Psalm 40 is the one that brings the hope and the comfort. What these psalms teach us is that some of the most invaluable lessons that we learn in life happen in the context of suffering, and these psalms teach that. And so let me share with you a couple of the things that we see being taught in these verses. The first is this. Life is a journey. There are high points. There are low points. It's not like life is a snapshot. Life is like a movie. There's a lot of drama. There are lots of ups and downs and challenges and times when we stumble and times when we have tremendous victories. And so life is like that. And our lives are not defined by either the highest moments or the lowest moments in our lives. Rather, they're defined by what God does through those moments in our lives. And so if we were to simply look at our best days, that really is not the full definition of our lives. And if we were to look at our worst days, it's the same. But God takes the high points and he takes the low points and he moves in our lives through those events to accomplish good things. And that's where we're going to really direct our attention this week. And so we see in these verses that suffering is going to be an inescapable part of living in a fallen world. And it's something that's going to show us that we desperately need to think biblically about life. We need to think biblically so that we are prepared for those seasons. When we encounter them, we're not caught off guard. We're not caught flat-footed, but rather we have the tools to engage those situations in a way that is victorious. Yes, we're going to grow through them, and yes, we are going to stumble at times in them, but we want to work through these things with strong tools. So the question is, what can we take away from this study today and the study that we're going to work through this week? Well, I think what we can take away from that is that we need this psalm. We need Psalm 40 because Psalm 40 is going to help us to see kind of the conclusion of a season and how God uses difficult seasons to accomplish good in our lives. And Psalm 40 is going to give us hope. Psalm 40 is going to give us instruction. Psalm 40 is going to help us to get back up when we stumble. And Psalm 40 is going to help prepare us to encounter the challenges that we're going to deal with in life. And so I hope that you'll join us this week. I hope you'll take some time to share these videos with other people who you feel might be able to be encouraged and blessed by them. And Lord willing, tomorrow I'll get this out earlier in the morning and throughout the rest of the week, earlier in the morning. We're still kind of getting our bearings after our vacation Bible school week, which was pretty intense, but it was a great week. Well, that's all I have for you this morning. Lord willing, tomorrow we will meet again, and this will be up earlier. And please take some time to share it with others. Bye now.